Vayetze Yaakov Yeshova Vayelech Charono. The Balaturim writes that the parsha is sosul because Yaakov ran away. B'seiser uvehichove, he was had to hide himself from Esav. So therefore, the parsha is sosul because he had to hide. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in the Shmuz in the Maimer of Gamzu v'Toyva, he explains that there's another nekuda over here why the parsha is sosul. As we see what happens to Yaakov Avinu, there's a lot of tsaris and a lot of different asokim with Esau, with Lavan, and Horus. If you would focus on one specific story, it might look like Krakashver, what's going on, what does the Rabban Shalom want from him? But if it's sosum and you look at the entire picture in one shot, and one prat here, one prat here, you keep it sosum, you look at the entire picture, Mishpatei Hashem Emes, Sodku Yachtov. When you look at it Yachtov, then you see that there was Tzedek over there. But on the other hand, Zonakuda from the same Vart, the Argadon Yol talks about it, that the way to survive in Golas, Yaakov represents how we survive in the Golas. The way to survive is taka that, in Parshas Vayikra it says that there's a hefsek, it's Parshas Psuchas. Why? Because Litein Revach, Vein Advekim, Mizvoinim in Parshas LaParsha. Over here, there's no time to be Mizvoinim in Parshas LaParsha. We have to remain focused the entire time on surviving through the Golas. And he brings from the Zohar that it's like a person is in a deep, deep well. The only way to hold on is through the... There's a chevel. Yaakov, if chevel nachaloso, you have to hold chevel the entire time. And that's the remez of the Parsha Zu, Stuma. The Medrash says that Yaakov Avinu, when he was running away now, he said the mizmor of Etza Einai El Hehorim Me'ayin Yov Ayezri. So the Ben Ishchai explains, what's the pshat Esau Eina El Hehorim? It's Haram Eriah Har Gilad. Because on one hand, his tzoris came from these two Horim. And Haram Eriah is where the Medrash says Eliphaz came and took away all of his nechosim. And the Emes, it's interesting, the Medrash over there brings that the Emes took away everything, even his clothes, and then he didn't know what to do, and then he saw that the person had drowned, and he took that person's clothes, but then people were going to be choshed him on the ritzich of that person. So the Melech, that's why he had to hide the Yudal and Shonim. That was the tzorah that he had in Haram Eriah, and Har Gilad later on is when Lavan is right after him. But on the other hand, Esa Einai El Haharim, Punkt Fakeret in Haram Eriah is where Hashem was Nigla Elov B'chaloyim, the Chaloyim of the Sulam, and in Har Gilad is Lamaisu where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Nigla to Lavan to tell him not to check with Yaakov. So Taka from the Haram was his tzorah, but Esa Einai El Haharim, from the Haram also came the Yeshua. Now Vayeta Yaakov Ever Shem Vayelech Charono. It could have said Vayetze Yaakov Mibe'er Shova L'Choron. Instead it says Vayelech Chorono. So there's one shot that Maimon says the reason the Pasuk breaks it up is because there was two dinim over here. On one hand it was Vayetze, he had a din of Yitzhiyah from Be'er Sheva, he had to run away from Esav. But Amol, a person goes somewhere, he leaves one place to go to place the Ikra Matara because he has to leave place A. Sometimes Fakeret the Matara is because he has to get to point B. Over here it was both. So the Pasuk just can't just say L'Choron. It's Takas, there's two different dinim. One is Vayetze Yaakov Mibad, the Bricha, a Brecha, running away from Esau. Vayelech Haron is Makayim Sivoy, his parents, the Tzavim, the Lechis Lecharon, it's Taka two different dinim. But there's a remez also, Rav Chaim Volozhin brings that by writing Vayelech Haron instead of Lecharon, the extra letters that are written in the Torah because of that is Yud Vav Hei Chos, which is the name of Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a Shmira B'Shas, when a person goes Bedrochim. This shame of Yud Vav Hei Chav is that's a shame of Shmirah. That's the letters. That's why a lot of people have a minig. You know, Ali Potter, Ali Mitach Var Halacha. A lot of people have a minig that the halacha that you say is Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. That's the halacha you say. You say Yochid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. That's the Rosh Tevis also of this shame. Also Kim Halacha V'Yitzavolach Yisoyf Tevis Yud Vav Hei Chav. That's the remez from this pasuk. Now Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva, the Chidah says that if you take Yaakov out of Be'er Sheva, Yaakov is 182, out of Be'er Sheva, 575, you're left with 393. That's Pono Ziva Hodiva Hodiva. That's the Gematria. If you take Yaakov out of Be'er Sheva. Now, the Pasha, I would say that the reason why it says the Pasuk Vayelech Harona separately is because this is a very long Pasuk. Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva, and he ran away. Aber Vayelech Harona was 14 years later. He was Nitman, according to the Chesh, when we work out the years that Yaakov lived. It's before in the Medrash Chazal learned up the Gemara Megillah that he was in Be'er. He was in Yeshiva Shel Eiver. Shane had already been nifted. He was in the Yeshiva of Eiver for 14 years. So this is a long pasuk. Vayetzi Yaakov Iver Shava. Psik. 14 years later, Vayelech Haronim. Although the emphasis of the Marsha in Yuma learns not like that. The Marsha in Yuma learns that the yeshiva of Eiver was in Be'er Shava. And he actually says that the letters in Be'er Shava had in it Shame, Eiver, and Av. Those were the three yeshivas. Shame's yeshiva, Eiver's yeshiva, and Yitzchak's yeshiva. Mi Be'er Sheva, all yeshiva. Be'er Sheva was a bastion of where the Torah was. And Fakaret, by Yetzi Yachem, Be'er Sheva is after the 14 years. The 14 years he was Behalten in the yeshiva was in Be'er Sheva still. And he doesn't find him. He's 14 years Behalten in the Vinkel of his Medrash. Esav looking everywhere. Nishtarayin in the Medrash. He was Behalten. But no, Esav didn't know where he was. And Apo Pekin, fascinating. Yetzias Tzadik, Rashi Pana Ziva, Pana Hoyda, Pana Hadra. We're talking about someone who, in the past 14 years, no one knew that he was there anymore. Esav couldn't find him. And Machnas Dois, the Tzadik's in the Vinkel. But when he leaves, that's why Umadish Bazinder over here, Yetzias Tzadik, is Pana Ziva, Pana Hoyda, Pana Hadra, in spite of the fact that no one even knew that he was there. Vayitzka Vamokoy. And then afterwards, Vayikach Me'am Mokoyim. This is places called Mokoyim. This is the Mokoyim of Haram Iriya. But it's Mokoyim of Ashrof Ashchino. The Rabbein Shloilem is called Mokoyim. The Sefer Nefesh Achad. We know Shar Aleph talks about Tzelem Elikim. Shar Beis talks about Tfilo. Shar Gimel talks about Mokoyim. To explain Mokoyim. And in Shar Dal, he talks about Torah. Now, a little bit what he talks about Mokoy, the Rabbeinu Shlalem is cool, he brings the Medrash, it says also later, Hinei Mokoy Iti, when Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rabbeinu Shlalem Shimon Mezgalit to him, Hareini Nos Kvaidecha, Hinei Mokoy Iti. The Rabbeinu Shlalem is called Mokoy. And the Medrash darshans on that, Mipnei Ma Mechan and Shmoy Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mokoy, Mipnei Shehu Mekoy Me Shal Oilom, Ein Ha'oilom Mekoy Mo, Ein Oilom Moy Mekoy Moy. And he goes to explain, if you take something and you put it in a box, so the box is the place where the thing is, you have a thing, and its place is in the box. On the center, on the table. That's the place. By the Rabbi Islam, it's more than that. It's not just that we are in his place, but the Baal, the Rabbi Islam, every second is Mavoyri the Oilam Yesh Me'ayin. So he is Be'etim, the Mahus of the Oilam. There is no Mitzias besides him. He is the Makoyvish of Oilam. On the other hand, Yaakov Avinu says, "Ochen Yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh v'anoichi lo yadoti." Because the MS, the Rebbein Shlomo is molich alaretz kvoidoy, and it can't be mitzumtzum to a certain place. And Yaakov Avinu understood that this is a mokim with fakert. It's mitzumtzum that this is a mokim of Ashuras Hashchina by the mokim Hamikdash. Now, there's a very confusing Rashi over here, and also a big arichas in the Sugin Chulin. Yitzka b'mokim. How did this happen? Where did he go? Where is he coming back from? Without going into all the different shittas, there's a huge machlokes we're showing him. Over Meduksa, what comes out from Shitas Rashi is that the truth is Yaakov already went all the way to Choron. And it took quite a bit. When he got to Choron, then it's days past that he had already passed by Amri. He says, wow. But the Marishan was Makam Kamonah. No, yeah, everything happened there in Haram Iriya. I was passed on this place and I didn't go back. So he starts walking back. And again, it's taken him a few days. When he got to Luz, they say, look, not there. So then it was Kofsaloi Haderech. And Rashi learns Kofsaloi means that Haram Iriya was Kofitz to him. Meaning, and the Rabban asked, among many other questions, why was he Matriach? I mean, he could have been Kofitz to him as soon as he left Choron already. No, he makes it to Luz, and then the Eretz is Kofsaloi. The Rabban also was Choyle because he says Kofitz Haderech means that the person got somewhere faster, not that the Mokim to you. And he says, by Eliezer, that's what it meant. And the Emes says, who says? Maybe that's not what it meant. But the way the Mizrahi comes out, Pshat and Rashi, and I can't exactly understand this, but he says that why Dafka was the Mokoyim Koyfetz to him, Kvitzes Haderech, the Mokoyim was Koyfetz to him, Dafka when he got to Luz, because on one hand Hashem wanted him to have the Chaloyim of the Sulam in Haram Iriya, so he wanted Haram Iriya to be Koyfetz to him. But he wanted also to be in Luz. Luz has an Indian because that's where the Rosh of the Shippur of the Sulam is. So he wants him to be in Luz also. Now that's fascinating, I didn't realize that Kvitzes Haderech of the person relative to the places wherever he went. Eliezer makes it over there where he is. He's not in the other place. The way he's learning the Mizrahi, he's still in Luz, and Haram Iriya was Kaifetz to him. I don't understand, where are all the other people that were in Haram Iriya and / Luz? Where are they? He's both places. Okay, ich verstehe nicht exactly the Indian. Vayitzka v'mokoyim. Vayikach me'avne ha'mokoyim. So the Avonim started fighting. Everyone says, Alayaniach Tzadik es Roshay, Alayaniach Tzadik es Roshay, so nefchu kulam le'evan echas. And once it's Evan Achas, they're not fighting anymore. Now, the stomach, this is a long, large Evan now, and they can still start fighting. Alayaniach, Alayaniach, his head was only in one place of the Evan. But vice versa, once it's Ma'uchid as one Evan, that's already not a mokum for the Bikuruch. It was only when it wasn't Ba'achdus. It's Yedua, the Nusach, the Bel says, why didn't they turn into a pillow? He didn't sleep for 14 years, it should turn into a pillow. So Mazok, Abu Mishlokfech, where he was fighting in the Machloikis before, concussion about this Nizayin, it's not going to be a pillow. At best, a stone. Azay Zachman, but the Maisa I saw brought down that the Medrash says that it turned into a pillow. And I saw under his farm, I want to say, Punk Fakert, in a Mokum, when there was a Zamachloikis L'Shem Shamayim, and the Vada, the Zerin Mamish, Akishina. I heard once from the Rosh Hashiva that Tzahar, Rosh Tzvi Finkel, he said a different shot. He said it didn't turn into a pillow. He said, "Doyle Mash, why not a pillow? Yeah, machloek, a pillow." So he says, "Pump fakir, he's going to sleep over here now." The gain the boy in a Klal Yisrael. The building block of Klal Yisrael is this Evan. And if you have to realize, the Medrash says it was the Evan Shasiyah, but you have to realize that this Evan, a lot of things are going around here with Evan, because Yaakov is building Klal Yisrael. Yaakov in the Brachas to Yosef says, "Misham Roya Evan Yisrael." Evan represents a chibur and a binyan. You have here in this week's plane so many times I've done it, just if you make them late, what's going on? Vayikach me'avne amokoy, and then vayashkim yakeb aboyker, vayikach aso evan, and then later on, vayevan gedoyl al pi abe'er, vayigal aso evan. Later on, he takes an evan and he makes a matseva. When he meets up with Lavan, he tells his children, liktu avonim, and they make the avonim, they make a gal. Kesedim ebehandel zichdom et avonim. These avonim represent the building of kol. The emesis, that's the oimik, it says that Yaakov made a matseva. And the Ramban asks, why is he making a matseva? Matseva is also, you're supposed to make a mizbeach. So the Ramban explains, Bisman ha'obis, even though obis kept the whole time, Bisman ha'obis, matseva was still yemachuk, was a dover nothing. But the pshat is because the obis were yechidim. Each one was an av, and each one pioneered a yechidistik koyach. And that represents one stone. Now that we're as klal, we have to do it with mizbeach. We have to represent that we're a lot of shvatim, we come together. But not as a yochid. Koyde matan toyer, Yaakov Avinu as a yochid. He can marry two sisters. There's other things. As a yochid, he's pioneering a mahalach. He could bring Evan. Now here, he took the Avne Amokim and it turned into an Evan. How many Avonim were there? So the Midrash brings Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemya, and the Rabbonim. Rabbi Yehuda says there were 12 Avonim. And the Midrash explains, Yaakov Avinu says, if these 12 Avonim will turn into Evan Achas, so it's right to me that my Yud Beis Shvatim, that he saw Baruch HaKadosh, that's going to be Yotze Mechalotzov, to be able to turn into one Am, that the Yud Beis Avonim are going to be Nefach to Evan Achas. Rav Nechemi says it was Gimel Avonim. And the Gimel Avonim represent that Yaakov Avinu knows that he's part of a triple with Yaakov Sidra, that's a tikkun for the Chet of the Marishan, and trying to bring the world back to its tikkun, the Ketzar Ba'al upon him. He says, if the three Avonim turn into one, then I realize that yes, I'm a Henshech, I'm a Yitzchak, and it's part of the picture of the three. Rabbanan say it was two Avonim. And two Avonim represents, the Medrash says, that Yaakov Avinu was saying, he says, I know that Avraham Avinu started processing the Tikkun Olam, but he had also a Yishmol. He had a Yitzchak, but he had a Yishmol. Yitzchak had a Yaakov Taka, had me, but he also had an Esav. I have to know that the two Avonim turning into one is showing that by me it's going to be mitosim, that there's going to be a shlemus over here, that there's not going to have to be a period that chelik of the children have to go off and a chelik not. That by Yaakov Avinu it's mitosim shlemus. That's the havana behind the 12 avonim, the 3 avonim, and the 2 avonim. By Yitka Bamokoim, it says, Ein Pegia El Tfila. This is the Gemara in Brachas turns out, the Ovis were Mesakin Tfila, and that's why it's davening, it's De Avunon, it's from the Ovis, De Avunon. Shachris is Vayashkim Avram Bavoyker, Yitzchok Vayetze, Yitzchok Lesuach Basode, Yaakov was Mesakin Tfilos Meire, Vayitzka Bamokin, Tfilos Arvis Rishus, and people sometimes daven Meire early, because the Emes Yaakov was planning to daven Minchah, Toysis says in Brochus, it turned into Meire, that's the Musik from the early Meire, as I state, in Toysis and Brochus, and Avodah Zarah. But I said in Steve Shalom explained, Yaakov Avinu was Mesakin Meire, Meire is Rishus, Yaakov was Mesakin the Tfilos Rishus. Because he brings down, based on Midrashim, that Avraham Avinu pioneered the Malach of the Ramach Mitzvahs Essay. He's Chesed, which is Asiyas Toiv, and that's the Ramach Mitzvahs Essay. Yitzchak is Gevura, is the Shasa Mitzvahs Lois Essay. And what's Yaakov? Shus. Kadish Atzmach HaBemutalach. Yaakov Avinu was Oiches Ba'akev Esav. Akev is Kadish Atzmach HaBemutar. Rosh Hatev is Kadish Atzmach HaBemutar. Yaakov represents, it says, let the Arshavayisa Yaakov as Bonaves Noshav. He lifted them up. Yaakov represents lifting up the mundane, the Rishus, and even turning that into Kedusha. Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov. That's the Sula, which is the Arza, which looks like you're rooted down here in the world, in the Arzius of it, V'roshay Magiyah Shamayma. That's B'Ktsura, the Inyan of the Sulam represented, the Yaakov Nish Atmacha B'Mutalach. Now Sulam also, it's with a Vav or without a Vav. Sulam without a Vav is 130, Gematria 130, it's Gematria Sinai, which the Medrash said that it represents that Yaakov, Emes L'Yaakov is the Torah, that the Sulam represents Sinai, and the Malachim Oyvim, the Yardavai, represents Moshe and Aaron that went up and came down and brought down the Torah, and that's what he sees in the Sulam, the Inyan of Torah. Sulam Gematria Sinai. And that's also, it says, Malachim Oyvim, the Yardavai, there's two Malachim up, two Malachim down. The Medrash says the Malachim were Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel, which is the Rosh HaTevis Gemara. Also, that Malach Elikim Oilim V'Yardimboi is that the Gemara, the Emes of those four Malachim of Gavriel, Michal, Raphael, Uriel, goes up and down that Sulam. The Sulam is the Emes Shel Torah. Le'umat that Sulam with the Vav is Gematria 136, which the Sfarim is saying is the same Gematria as Mamoin. Mamoin is on Mutzav Arza, but you have to know what a person can poil with it and do if he does the right things with it. It's Roshe Magia Hashemayim. The Medrash says, Vayachaloim, and he saw in the Sulam, he saw the different Umois. The Medrash says in the Tanchuma that he saw the different Umois go up and down the ladder. He saw Edoim, Babel, Modai, Yavan, they're going up, and he falls down. And then the Rabbi Islam tells him, Yaakov, you should also go up the ladder. And Yaakov says, I don't want to go up. I see everyone, after they go up, each one went up a certain amount of rungs. Feed the shonim that they were moilich. He says, I don't want to go down. I'm going to fall down. If not, kedai. Amar alei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Yaakov ata oila ata loy teir. By you, it's different. If you're going to go up, you're not going to have an afilu. V'loihem in Yaakov says, and he didn't go up. And Dr. Rabbanu Shlalom, im hayisa oile, loy hayisa yoyret. Achshav shaloy alisa. And therefore, the Yerbanim are going to have Shibud Mitzrayim, and explains in the Medrash that that's what the Shibud Mitzrayim is all about. I heard once from another godly, touched up, what does it mean, V'loi Hem and Yaakov? The Rabbi Shalom told him, Faros, you're going to be different, you can go up, you won't fall down. V'loi Hem. Lavad, we're talking about Yaakov, the Bechirovas, but to bring out of their hair of Musa, to speak out in a kuda. It's not V'loi Hem and Yaakov to the Rabbi Shalom. It's a V'loi Hem and Avamen Shalein. A person has to believe in himself, a person has to know, yes, a person has to know that he's able to do something. There was an akuda over here of Choyser and Moon, Avzich, not at the Rabbi Shalom. Because the person has the chelak al kamimal and he has to believe in the fact that's in him, he's able to talk a poilois and do things with it. But that's the v'lehemin Yaakov. Because weiter, the Rabbi Shalom told him, ha'oretz asher ha'shechev aleo l'chot nenu zarech. Rashi brings also the Gemara in Chulin that the Rabbi Shalom was, we had kfitzas ha'derek before, now we have kipul ha'derek. People who are it. The Rabbanu Shlalom, the Gemara says, folded up Gantz Eretz Yisrael and placed them under Yaakov. I don't understand that, but if you understand maybe the Kfitas Haderach, if you understand that, and up upon him, the whole Eretz is underneath him. So I saw an interesting kasha from the Chedush Yerim. Chedush Yerim asks, we know the Gemara says in Kedushin and in Baba Basra, Sabna da Arachadu. And the concept of that is, if a person makes a kinyan in one karka, Hichzik Bekarka, you could agav that, bekoin another karka. The first thing Gemara talks about kinyan agav metal and agav karka. But then the concept of karka agav karka, you do a kinyan chazak in one piece of karka, and you can have in mind that you coin a different karka, totally different place. Because sadna the arachadu, underneath the karka, it's all attached, and you can make a kinyan maisa chazak in one karka, it affects the other karka. So, frekta chadushirim, why was it necessary for the Rabbi Yishlam to be makapul the whole Israel underneath Avram? He's coined it with kinyan chazaka. Well, to go ask that chazak is only by Yisrael and not by Eben Noyach, so that, I'm interrupting, that's not the chadushirim stickle, but that's the famous child, the Prashas Drachim, do they have a din of Yisrael or the Menor? One of the rites that the Prashas Drachim brings is because Avram, and here we have to see by Yaakov that there was Kenyan Chazaka of Akoponim. You don't have to be Machzik in the whole Eretz Yisrael. So he says a parrot, it's an interesting Chiddush. He says, since it says in Kehilim in the first parrot that Asara Kedusha is saying that Eretz Yisrael is more Kaddish than the rest of the world, and in Eretz Yisrael, Gufa, there's Yerushalayim, and then there's Vatnim and Afayim, there's Vachule, there's the Har, and it gets more Kaddish than Esr Kais. In the Chiluk Kedusha, you don't say Sadna da Arachad. It would have to be that he was kind of all the different Chalokim. So I had a Shaila. That means it's Chiddush Ladina. That's what Mamai says. There's no din that Hichzik of an Abraham like Yerushalayim, the Taka blinds, that the Chiluk of the Esr Kedushas. So for years I was bothered by this kasha. I chapped just now this afternoon. I chapped poshut. After the Rabban Islam was makapal Eretz Yisrael Tasta, that spelled avet, that legabi sadna da'ar that it is mechubar. So it's a gebitten din. Had he not been makapal Eretz Yisrael Tasta, that would be an issue, that it would be a chila kedushas, which ster king and chazaka over. Because of this kipul la'aretz Tasta, that bites us, that it's taklam shavois lekinyan. Epsher, that could be the mahal. The Yaakov Avinu says, Ochein Yesh Hashem b'mazeh v'anoichi lo yadati. Rashi says, because if I was Yedei, I wouldn't have slept over here. I would have realized it's a Mokim Kadosh. The Rechaim explains, he says, Fakert, I wouldn't have gone to sleep because I would have been meichin off to a higher madrega of Nebuah that it should be v'hokets, which would be a different madrega of Nebuah. There's an interesting pshat from the Chanukah Satoira. Ochein Yesh Hashem v'anoichi lo yadati. Yaakov sees this shrek lecha chaloyim of the sulam, and he realizes that it's a mokum kaddish. But you have to know, a person sometimes could have a chaloyim. A chaloyim could be because of things you thought of during the day. The Gemara says in Brachas, what you thought about can come into your dream. Right? Famous Gemara in Brachas. Someone came to ask the what he's going to be, the melech, what he's going to dream about. He says, you're going to dream about the peel of the kupa de machta, an elephant going through the eye of an eagle. So the guy thought about it the whole time. But over here, Yaakov Avinu says, I know for sure, ochen yesh Hashem b'mokim hazeh. Because this is not stam a dream that I stam as I had. Because anoichi lo yodati, I wasn't thinking about this in the afternoon the day before. Lo yodati, I wasn't thinking about that. This must be a real nevuah of a chaloyim. There's another pshat though that it's ochen yesh Hashem. We know that Yaakov Avinu saw that on top of his sulam he sees the merkava, and on the merkava we know there's an aryeh, a kruv, a nesher, and an odom. The odom is Yaakov. The dmus Yaakov. Yaakov is the dmus of odom rishon. Yaakov. The Malachim, the Oilum, they don't know what's going on. They see Yaakov upstairs, they see back down. The Gemara says, they didn't have what's going on. Same up and down. But Yaakov didn't know that. So Yaakov says, Ochein Yesh Hashem B'mokim Hazeh. I was already aware of Rosh Tevis, Aryeh, Kruv Nesher. That I was aware that Aryeh, Kruv Nesher is on this in the Merkava. Over Anoichi, Anoichi can mean me, or and Yaakov to the Rosh Tevis, Anoichi is Aryeh Nesher. Yaakov? That I didn't know. Ochein, I knew that there's Aryeh Kruv Nesher. I didn't know that there's Aryeh Kruv Nesher. Yaakov, Anoichi lo yadati. This is, of course, a Pella from the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel that says that originally in the book was Aryeh Shoyer Nesher and Yaakov, and only after the Chayta Egel, the Rabbanish Lam switched it from Shoyer to Kruv, so it shouldn't be a Kitrug. I guess Yaakov Avinu was seeing versus Nochden. Vayikat Yaakov Mishnosei Vayoymar, the Balaturim says that the Soif Tevis of these words, Vayikat Yaakov Mishnosei Vayoymar is Tzibor, because a person has to daven Tzibor. It's Ochen Yesh Hashem B'mokem Hazeh, but I would have not, I would have davened B'Tzibor, not B'Yochid. But that goes B'etzim to the idea that Yaakov Avinu over here made a Matzeh, we mentioned the idea already, because Yaakov Avinu B'Emes is a Yochid, and Klal Yisrael needs to do things as a Tzibor and needs to make it a Mizbeach of Avonim. But originally it's able to be an Even and a Matzeh. Now Yaakov takes Shemen, and he puts shemen on the matzeva. Vayitzak shemen al roisha tamachloikish mishoy. This was a carbon of shemen. He was like, it's like you could be makar of shemen, or no, he put shemen just he wanted to be able to recognize it afterwards. It was a simen ba'alma to know where the stone is. It was Evan Ashasiya. He wanted to know where the stone is. It was the simen ba'alma. Now there's a big sugi over here. We'll say b'ktzara. There's makayris in the medrash that the avonim, the one Evan, and then it was a matzeva, but originally it was avonim. Was the Avonim from the Mizbeach of the Akedah and from other regions. There was a Mizbeach over here already that through history people were Makrav on. That's where that Mizbeach was. So these Avonim were Kodesh from the Mizbeach already. So on one hand, what's the heck of Yaakov to use them for sleeping? So they say Yaakov is Kodeshenu Kodesh Yaakov. Yaakov is Kulei Kodesh. Chedushim. Farma Antari Avshim Akendogan Azazah. But what was the heck of Yaakov to use those Avonim? So one shot is, when they turned into one Evan, it was a Shinum. So then he was able to sleep on. But on the other hand, the Kashas Fakert. There's also a halacha that an Evan that was used with Choyl is not allowed to be used for Hakrova. So now it's the other way, the Kashas. What was the head that now back into a Matzev if it was used L'Shimash Choyl? Unless you say, Choyz Evanei, or the fact that it had the Kedushas Mizveach from the first time. I sort of can't answer the different order. The Gemara says in Zvachim that the Emes you don't even need a matseva. There's man heter vomis. You can be makar stam on a sela or an Evan. So why was it by yokeim oise matseva? Via says be makar of it. So he says he brings from his uncle from the Chazanish that this din that you can makar on sela has to be at least 10 tefachim. And he says, when Yaakov slept on him, his stomach was long and narrow. And Vayokim is that he turned it the other way to make it Asorot Goiva. That was the Vayokim Oysa Matseva. Pasuk says that Rabbi Shlomo is Matiach Yaakov Avinu, Ki lo yezofcho, Adar Masisi Eis Asher Dibarti Loch. So I heard once a maisa. A yid came to his Rebbe and he said he needs Mamash Yeshua, he's in a Shver Amatev, he needs a Yeshua. And the Rebbe gave him a brach, he says, Hashem Yazor. So it's a few weeks later, and the Matev was getting even more ink, and it wasn't, he didn't see a pisroin that was coming close. He comes again to the Rebbe and says, Bet by Yeshua. And the Rebbe told him, Hashem Yazor. So he had a little already a chutzpah. He says, but until Hashem Yazor, who's going to help? He says, oh, Hashem Yazor? Hashem Yazor. And that's what the pasuk is saying. The Rebbe Yishlam is mafiach Yaakov, that he's going to take care of things and put things in. But he says, oh, but kiloy ezovcho, ad asher masisi eish asher dibatilach. Until I'm going to do what I told you, I'm going to do what's, who's going to take care of you then? They're also loy ezovcho. Hashem Yazor. Hashem Yazor. Vayida Yaakov neder leimor, and he makes a neder and heal ikini modi. There's a famous Rama in Hilchis Eirichin, Perek Vav Halacha Lamed. The Rambam writes, Halacha Lamed Aleph actually. The Rambam writes, Yeiro Ali. You have to know when the Rambam says a Chiddush, Yeiro Ali. He's saying an egg in a Chiddush. Enough to love a Rambam Yeiro Ali. According to Gemara, you'll say you don't understand it differently. But the Rambam says Yeiro Ali. It's coming from Gan's Shas, from Gan's Rambam. Azoy help the Rambam Yeiro Ali. So the Rambam Yeiro Ali. That even though ain't of the matters davar shalay baloyelam, ain't of the matters davar shalay baloyelam. But if a person makes a kabbalah and he says that he's going to be matters davar shalay baloyelam, it's not chal the kedusha yet. But the neder that he made that he's going to is chal. A chiddush of the Rambam. You can't be matters davar shalay baloyelam. But if you're going to say that you're going to, it's chal. He's chayvus on what you said. The Rambam continues. He says Yerali. Then he continues the next halacha. Rayu davar zeh kavinu. The Yankee Avinu said, Vayidar Yaakov Neder Lamer. He made a Neder that he's going to make a Neder. That Im Yeli Kimimot. And that was binding. It was binding him that he made the Neder that he's going to make the Neder. That's how the Dovah Shalai Beloyim. Far states that this Rambam is not like the Rivosh we mentioned last week. That the Rivosh says that Koydim Matan Torah, there was no Chesorin of Dovah Shalai Beloyim. Klapi Mad Varam Amurim. The Ketzorah we mentioned last week, we'll say it again. That the Ketzois, in three places, talks about a Shaila that's relevant to the topic of Dovah Shalai Beloyim. One was in last week's parsha. How did Yaakov buy the Bechira from Esav and Sinrei Shayin Chesdik? How did Yaakov buy the Bechira? It's Dover Shaloi Bola Oilam. So he brings, but the Rivosh says, Koy the Man Torah. There's no problem with Dover Shaloi Bola Oilam. Again, it's not like this Rambam. If Koy the Man Torah is different, the Rambam doesn't have a riot, and Halacha Lamayis that is not. That if you make a Nera that you're going to, then it's Chal. The Ksois, though, in the three places that he brings it, each time he brings the Rivosh, then he says it's Egen Avart. He's Choylik, he says it's different for him. By the Bechara last week he said in Yisoy, that was the Chiddush of the Ksois, that there's no Chesor of Siluk by Dover Shalai Beloilam. Esav was nostalgic from the Bechara. Another Ksois is in Reish Tess, is Lagabi Mila of a Miknas Kaspa, it's not really the game for us to Sugya, Ayin Shom. But a third one is Mamish, Nochemol in this week's Parsha. In Sinan Shin Lamed Beis, the Ksois brings Yaakov Avinu with love and with the whole mass of Maton, the Nakudim, Berudim, Akudim, Fluim, all the different ones. He made deals with Lavan, but if it's going to be Akudim Nakudim, that's Lavan Dover Shalai Balaimam. Why is it Chal? Once again, the Ksois over there brings, like the Rebosh, it's not fair, because Koy the Matan Torah, there's no Chesaron of Dover Shalai Balaimam. But then the Ksois is a different bar. Over there, he says a different Chesaron. He says that Schirus is Chal on Dover Shalai Balaimam, not Kenyan Mukhlad. But over there, it was a Shaim only of Schirus. Schirus is Chal on a Dover Shalai Balaimam. Now Yaakov Avinu is Maftiach. Kol asher titan li aser asrenu loch. The Gemara on that in Ksuba is that Hamevazvez al yevazvez yoyser michoimish. Hamevazvez al yevazvez yoyser michoimish. The Gemara learns this out because it says aser asrenu loch. Twice meiser is a choimish, and a person is only allowed to give tzedakah up to a choimish. The Chofetz Chaim In Sefer Avas Chesed, brings a few Erim to someone that wants to be Mekel and be Mevaz with Yosef Michoimish. He does find you a few Aterim. For Havzokas Atoyrin, there's a Heter. For Tshuva, if a person wants to do Tshuva, for Asiyah Tshuva, you go beyond Choimish. They say, a Maisa that Reb Chaim Sanzer, Chaim Sanzer used to empty out whatever money that he got from the Gyonis every day. He would totally empty out and give, pull the money out, and the next day he would start a new cheshbon. So they asked him, what's with Hamavaz? So he said, there are a few Aterim. One of them is Mutzairich Tshuva. For Asiyas Tshuva, you're allowed to go beyond Chaimish. So they said, Rebbe, Shuvah, call a Yoin, Belilah, Isaac, and Torah, and Chesed. What Tshuva? He says, every day I need to do Tshuva. He says, what do you, which Aver the Rebbe does? He says, I was over Hamavazviz. The Gemara says that we learn it out because it says Aser Asren Loch. So we learn Chaimish. So there's a kasha. Why doesn't it just say Chaimish? What's the chaf that it says Aser Asren Loch? And also, how do you know there's a limit of Chaimish? Yaakov Avinu said he's going to give 2 tenths. Maybe you're allowed to give more also. Who says there's a maximum limit that you can't go beyond? So I saw a beautiful pshat. In the Parvus Yoytze, very nice. He says like this: Be'emes, the klal is whenever a person's giving tzedakah or a davar shebedushi, you're supposed to add a kalvoy. The Gemara says, you know, you want to make sure you give less than you're supposed to. You're supposed to add a drop. So here, the Torah went out of its way and didn't say chaimish. It said give a tenth and then another tenth. For the record, when you give a tenth and then another tenth, it's not 20%; it's 19%. Because after you gave a tenth, there's only 90 left, and a tenth of that is only 9. So really, it's 19%. So how do you get to 20? When you're giving a tenth and another tenth, and you add 2 kalbans, to each tenth you add a kalban, that there gets you genoi till it's 20. Proof of the deed. Why did the Torah say aser asren alach? Let it just say chaimish. Because it can't, because your mama's going to give a chaimish, and then you're going to add a kalban? It's going to be more than a chaimish. You're not allowed to. Hamavaz was al yavaz was yoisemi chaimish. So by turning out of its way and saying meiser and then another meiser is how we get to the conclusion that you're not supposed to do more than a chaimish. Yeah, we're still at the beginning of the parsha. We're going to move on. We have the whole parsha of Yaakov marriage, and we have the famous Ramban that asks the kasha in last week's parsha. The Ramban asks, "What was the heter of Yaakov to marry 2 sisters?" He brings the Gemara on the posting in last week's parsha. Eikev, Asher Shom Avram Bekoili, that the officer kept the whole Torah. So, what was the heter of Yaakov to marry 2 sisters? The Ramban goes into Mahalach that Yaakov married them in Chutz. And the Abbas only keep the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And Ken Zayn, that's the pshat why, when they come to Eretz Yisrael, Taka Rachel is Nifter. One of them has to be Nifter. Rachel is Nifter. Yitzchak was in Eretz Yisrael, and as a Korban Oilo was not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, so for Yitzchak there was no Eitzah. By Yitzchak, Taka, he's not allowed to marry his sister. And also the famous Vart that Lachar Sakol, by killing Eliezer, Yitzchak was going to be stuck that he's not going to be able to marry anyone, because the Gemara says in Nazir Dafir Aleph that if you send a shliach to be mekadesh you and he gets lost, so now you're stuck, you can't marry anyone, because anyone you're going to potentially marry might be the mother, daughter, sister of the person that the shliach already was mekadesh you to. And that was the chav of love and bikish lakar as a call. By killing Eliezer, Yitzchak would not be able to marry anyone. V'nishel es hashayla, why would he not be able to marry anyone? We see that Yaakov married 2 sisters. Why would Yitzchak be nimna from being able to marry someone just because Eliezer and the Shliach got lost, and maybe any potential shidduch now is the sister, mother, daughter of the person he's already married to? And the Teretz is because Yitzchak living in Eretz Yisrael, and he can't leave Eretz Yisrael. So by Yitzchak Taka, it's Bikesh Lakar Sakol, he would be stuck not being able to marry Achois Ishtar. Now, in all these topics about marrying 2 sisters, and about, we talked last week about Yitzchak marrying his sister, and we're talking about the idea that the Ovis kept the whole Torah, how could it be? And we say maybe in Chutzlars it's different, or other Tzutzen, you have to realize that even as Ben Noyach, it's not sure it's a machlokes rishonim if Ben Noyach is mutter by a choisei, when it's a choisei of Avimai, or by a choisei. Every one of these Ndoinim you have to handle bazunder, besides cheshbening if the Ovis kept the Altair, you have to work out, it's negated later by Yehuda, with Osai, the Chulai, you have to cheshben not only mitzad the Gedorim of Ovis Kaim Kol Altair Kula, you have to also cheshben with the Gedorim of how they kept it as Venoyachtik. The Moshul, it says that the Shvatim married the sisters that they were born with, the twin sisters, the Chayrit sisters. So the Chayrit already say that the Bnei married their sisters from Minah'ab, obviously. They all had the same father. Well, they shipped the Yaakov, but there's 4 mothers, Arbi mothers. And the Bnei Leah married the sisters that were born with the Bnei Bilah Zilpah, Rachel and Faker. Now, Shimon married Dina. And they're both from Leah. But if you go with the Cheshbon, that the Emes Dina and Yosef were switched, and without going into the whole sugya of how you rest in Halacha Lamaisa with surrogate mothers and all that thing, but if you go with that Dina is really started by Rachel, and it was only Noilet from Leah, if you'll say that it's considered really that she's Bas Rochel, so then it's Takanat Achosim and Av and Aim. Now, of course, the Oilam is going to say, but it's not true. It's the Bad of the Shevet of Rochel. Rochel has two Shvatim. According to this Cheshvin, you want to tell me that Din is from Rochel and Yosef is really from Leah, so how are you talking? So Rochel doesn't have two Shvatim, so the Teretz is Avada, because the Halacha goes the other way, that Vibal Yosef from Isa was from Rochel, it's Bas Rochel, it's Ben Rochel. And Din was Noilat from Leah, it's Bas Leah. But we're not asking us of his kind of Kol Teru Kula, because that it was in Chutzler and so we're talking about that even Af Ben Noyach, you're not allowed to marry your sister if it's Min Ha'af or Min Ha'im. In Ben Noyach, we're going to say that Din is considered Bas Rochel, Ben Egei and the Cheshma, that it's not a Chosim Min Ha'af or Min Ha'im. That's the way out. Now it says, Rochel was an Akara. Akar is Okar Hey. The letter Hey is the letter right? The Isha has a Yud, the Isha has a Hey, and Kol Sheva Brachas Shaloi Dorash Ba Lefochis Pamachas Layotze Behem Yedechei Vosoi. That is Eish. You bring the Shechina in, you bring the Yud, and the Hey, and then if you give a Ksuba, it's Vov and the Hey. That's Yud Kei Vov Kei. That's why a Plegish is Plagshing, because it's only happening. You have the Yud and the Hey, you don't have the Vov and the Hey. But the letter Hey is the letter of the Isha that makes that she's able to be Moilid. That's when it's Motza Isha. Motza toiv, but when it's moitze anies ha isha, when you add the extra hay, then it's ha isha. Then she wants to be like the yud of the ish. She thinks it's not just the hay, right? Because when it's the hay, it's dvash. But if you make it ha isha, it's shaven, it's a stick. But the hay is the letter of the isha that's moitze. Now Rachel is an akara; she doesn't have it. If you notice, all the moitze have a hay. So ra, sorry, I didn't, but ha and Leah, Bilah, Zilpah, they all have Rivka. They all have a hay. Rachel is okar hay; she doesn't have a hay. That's why she can't be moitze, because she's okar hay. And the Kayev Yelud is from the hay. So Rachel gives Bilhah to Yaakov. Bilhah has two hay. And she says to Yaakov, Ibana Anoichi Mimeno, I will be able to have Yecholas to be Nivne through the Kayev of the hay of Bilhah. Vayislach Yaakov, and he calls to Rachel and Leah, Hasodeh. And Yaakov has a tzivoy mefurish to leave Beis Lavan now after all these years. Nevertheless, he calls Rachel and Leah to the suds, convincing them and telling them the story, how it's time to leave, and Lavan is not as ayayayay, and it's time. Fredin the Mefarshim, what's the tzairach of that? He should, we talk about the Himois. He should go and say, Kach tiva aboyret, time to leave. What's the whole hasbara with the spiel? So there's various pshatim. One is, you see here, vi medasach firin, and benodim lechaverin, benodim leishtoi. But we catch it that the Rabbi Yishlam says, but you explain it to her that it should be moved on, why not? Rafuta says there's a different akud over here. Yaakov is telling a vet, you know, Lavan be'emes biologically is the elder Zeda. Yaakov is telling a vet now to the Moyes that they're going to be leaving Lavan. He wants to give a whole hasbara, right? Lavan comes after his best, and that's his Hatzoyin Tzoyini, Abnois Benoisai, Abon Abon, he's coming here. It's the mind, Eniklich. Yaakov is giving this hasbara to Rachel and Leah, telling a vet that we should be menatic ourselves from Lavan. It is Rachel steals the trophim, the Avay the Zora of Lavan. And Bemis, Rav Shimon Shkaf, Rixai, some Moira de Gavort, Lavan comes running after him and says, Haloi Halachta, Ki Nichsei Tele Beis Avicha. You want to go back to your father's house. You want to go back to Be'er Sheva, to the yeshiva, where Eshev, Aver, Oviv, you want to go back to the yeshiva. Lavan can ask this, Haloi, why don't you take my telephone for? What are you taking my trophim? The gay put to the top of this yeshiva. Ki Nichsei Tichsaf Tele Beis Avichai. The Beis Avicha. You want to go back to the top of them. What are you taking my trophim? Bring this to the yeshiva. The trophim should stay by me. Now, the different shatim and the matters what the trophim were, if it was a certain koyach atuma that Lavan was able to see this and know things, so why wasn't he able to? So I know Rachel took them, but Nestame is Bluetooth. No, there's no way that he can like stel su to it and be murfid ois. So the MS, I saw once a shein of shat, they brought down that the Baal Shem Tov was able to tell a person was a ganef. Somebody was able to write it. We look at the Chokhmah Zaparat, if you saw this is the ganef, his name is here, he knew. So how come over here Yaakov couldn't know the Moshul? What's going on? And Lavan also has koiches. The lawyer, you know why? Ki Rachel ginavasan. The Baal Shem Tov, on a push the ganav, was able to see what's very ganav. Over here, the ganavet is also meretach with some koiches. The lawyer, it wasn't so simple to know. Ki Rachel ginavasan. Rachel was the one that's the ganav. Oh, but it's also heard a murder of the hair. Why was Lavan not able to use the koich of his trophim? He wasn't able to use the koich of his trophim because Rachel was mezalvel in them. She sound. You mezalvel in something, dusha and toiv and taifa ker, something that has koiches. You mezalvel in it, it's going to lose its koiches. Rachel was mezalvel. Oh, that's mine. Rachel was mezalvel in the trophim. When you mezalvel in the trophim, that goofish tel vavek that it's not going to have the koyches. One more part, the Targum Yonason brings that these trophim was a koyach that Lavan had by taking the heads of a bechor. When the koyach of a bechor, of a person, he would take, had a collection of heads of a bechor that were shrunken, and that was the koyach of these trophim. That was the Avodah Zarah, the koyach of these trophim. That explains when Yaakov ran away to Lavan, everyone asked, why didn't Esav run after him? Esav, the Shasai, does not want to be added to Lavan's collection. He stayed far away.